Hi, I am so happy to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Amanda Upton, and today I want to talk about two specific things that came up in a workshop that I offered over this past weekend. And before we get into these two things that really are, whoa, they are so fundamental and so transformational in terms of how you can create a business and grow a business from an authentic, really energized place, I want to share with you this workshop that I offered. It was amazing. So over the weekend, I offered an in-person workshop in Brattleboro, Vermont, and 16 women were there. And we dove into how to harness your power, how do you embrace your purpose, and really looking at it from a place of like, it's already within us. It's within every single one of the women that were in that group. It's in every single woman, within every woman on the globe, like the power and that knowledge and that wisdom and that body intelligence and that heart intelligence is within. And so we went into the workshop. My whole intention was for these women to understand that they don't need something externally to guide them. They don't need any other information. It's really about tuning in. And so we spent the time of the work during the workshop dropping into our bodies, moving out of our heads and into a space of our heart, and really tapping into the wisdom of our body. And we did really fun things like yoga. It was like a primal yoga. We did some dance. We did breath work. We created art. There was some journaling and sharing. It was really, really powerful. And I loved it. And I am going to be doing it again in October. So if you are local or if you are wanting to visit the area, the workshop is going to be on October 28th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Inner Heat Yoga in Brattleboro, Vermont. And I will share more information on that for sure. So join my newsletter if you haven't already. You can get my newsletter. You can sign up for it at soulcareclub.com. Just so you're the first to know when that workshop is being offered. It's really, really powerful. I'd love to have you there. And at the beginning of the workshop, I went through and talked about like, what are we actually doing here? And why does this matter? And what's really important? And there were two things that I asked them to do. Like of all the things that they could bring and do and focus on for the day, I asked them for two things. And these are the two things I want to share with you today. I asked them to listen and to tell the truth. And these two things are always necessary. They are necessary on any journey we take, whether it's a workshop or starting a business. These two practices can guide you. This is really where it comes from. It guides you with making decisions, navigating obstacles, building resilience, and really like evolving your understanding of yourself. You just need to listen and to tell the truth. So I wanted to talk more about them today because they're so powerful and such a powerful way to guide yourself and to guide the creation and growth of a business. Because wherever you go in your life, listening hard and telling the truth will always, always, always give you richer and deeper answers and a richer and deeper experience. So we're going to dive in and take notes or come back as you need to really soak this up. Because if you practice listening and you practice telling the truth, you are going to create something so unique, so authentic, and you are going to be able to respond to the way your business is growing and make decisions about your business that feel really good and create something that truly aligns with who you are and with your vision and what people, your clients, your customers need. It's one of the, I'd say this is these two things, to listen and tell the truth, fundamental, absolutely super, super important to whatever it is that you're creating and putting into the world. So let's start with what it means to listen. Listening it's a profound practice. And when I say you need to listen, like when I was sharing that at the workshop and when I am expressing that now, what I mean when I say that is I'm referring to listening hard and listening to your inner voice, which means that you're paying attention to your inner thoughts. You're paying attention to your feelings. You're paying attention to your intuition. So that's what I mean by listening. You're listening for all this information, these messages that are within you. And listening also means tuning into your internal guidance system, right? Turning inward versus turning outwards and saying, what do you think? What do you think I should do? You turn inwards, you listen, and you make decisions from that place. You gain insights from your internal guidance system. You connect with yourself through your entire internal guidance system. The thing is we are tuned in all of the time. We are tuned in to external voices and messages and insights and advice and suggestions and opinions and just information all of the time. We have our phones and everything we're connected to on our phones. We have all the people in our world. We have books. We have podcasts. We have TV shows and movies. We have all these ways in which we are influenced. And everything we take in influences how we think, how we feel, how we act, how we show up in the world. And that can be really helpful. It can also make it harder for us to hear ourselves think, to know our own thoughts. It can also make it harder for us to know what we like and what we don't like and what we want and what we don't want. We are taking in so much information all of the time. And what can happen when we're taking in all the time and we're taking in from all different places is we can get confused, we can get overwhelmed, and we can get stuck. And listening, tuning into your own thoughts and your feelings and your intuition, listening is your way out of the maze. It's your way out of that place of confusion. It's your way to figure out what matters to me. That comes from listening. It doesn't come from anybody's thoughts about it. It doesn't come from somebody else's opinion. It comes from what you think and how you feel. So when I ask the workshop participants, I want you to listen. I need you to bring that today, to listen and to listen hard. The way in which we practice that is we tuned out all the noise. We tuned out all the noise around them, right? We just brought it into this internal space. There were no phones, obviously. I wasn't telling them how they should think or feel or act. They weren't asking each other. They had to turn inwards. They asked themselves the questions. And so if you're wondering, how do I bring this practice of listening hard to my own life? Because it's a practice and we're not taught this and we're not encouraged to do this by our many people in our life or schools or work or whatever. We are taught to look outside of ourselves for the information. And so this practice can be created. You can do this work of tuning in and gathering from in within. And the way in which you do that is you create a space for yourself. You create a space for your inner thoughts and your inner feelings to surface. So when I offered the workshop, this looked like we did some breath work, we did movement, we did journaling, we did art. Those were all practices that take you out of looking outward for the next right step. And instead, they guide you in receiving the guidance from within. So listening to your inner voice is a skill. It is a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. And when we brought this into the workshop, when I brought this into the workshop over the weekend, it's with the intention of like, this might be new. This might feel awkward. You can develop and strengthen this over time. We're going to begin right now. Take this home. Do any amount of this to create this muscle of listening hard. So you can do this too. You can meditate. You can journal. You can pay attention to the sensations in your body. You can spend time in nature. A big thing is limiting your exposure to constant external noise, such as social media and news and TV and other people's ideas. And all you need, all those things I just listed, you just need like 3 minutes, 5 minutes to do those things. One of them every day, right? Like you could journal for 5 minutes every morning to help you turn inwards and feel from the inside what it is that you're needing and wanting that day. What really matters to you today? You can sit and meditate and just notice your thoughts for 3 minutes. Any amount of time that you take to quiet down and to really shut down the external noise, to move away from being externally plugged in and tune all that out and tune into yourself. It just takes a few minutes. It just takes some simple practices. So if you're wanting to bring this into your life, start with meditating, journaling, or even as you're moving about your day, notice the sensations in your body. Notice what your body feels like. Stepping outside is a really beautiful way to just feel yourself. So whatever you want to do there, just make it happen. That's one. That's the first thing here is to listen. That's the way you do it, okay? Why it matters. Now let's talk about telling the truth. What do I even mean about this? This is about being real with yourself, right? What I mean by this is like asking yourself the questions. Are you scared? Are you confused? Do you know where to start? Do you need help with something? Are you stuck? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you in a state of joy? Are you sad? Like, what are you actually experiencing? What is your truth? When we bring this in and we're honest about who we are, guess what happens? We begin to accept ourselves as we are, and we work with who we are in the moment. So telling the truth is being honest about what you are experiencing, what is happening for you. When you can tell the truth about what scares you, when you can tell the truth about what's holding you back and from digging into your business or taking the next step, then you are facing yourself. You are looking at yourself in the mirror. You're honoring your current experience. You're not running from it. You're not ignoring it. You're not avoiding it. You're not acting like you don't know why things aren't working out. When you tell the truth, you get the information that will set you free, which means you will get farther faster. So in my workshop, I ask people, first, listen hard. Second, tell the truth. Every point of our journey, tell the truth. That didn't mean speaking their truth out loud to me or to somebody else, but it was being honest with them. Are they at their edge? Are they uncomfortable? Are they beginning to hide? Are they beginning to avoid? What are they doing that is taking them out of the experience? Where are they feeling overwhelmed? Be honest with yourself. When you can tell the truth, you expose yourself to the light. When you do this, when you name the fear, you name the anxiety, you name what's happening, you take the power away from the fear and anxiety. You expose it. You name it. And then it's not so big and scary. And you've also named it. You've pointed it out. You've identified it. You're not avoiding it. You're not running away from it, which means you can do something about it. You say it. You acknowledge it. And then you can look for ways to solve for it. Now, what I also mean when I shared this at the workshop about telling the truth and what I mean for you in this moment and wherever your journey is taking you, what I also mean when I say tell the truth is to be honest, honest about what you want, about what you're here to do, about who you are, about what you desire, what your heart's message is. Like, who are you really? I want to know that. Tell me that. Bring that. Show me that. Tell me your truth. Like, that's what I'm interested in as a human being. I want to know that from everybody I'm with. I want to feel people's truth. When I can feel someone's truth, I am so much more connected to them. And when you can tell your truth, you're not only more connected to yourself, but you create more connection with other people. And you begin to set yourself up for a life that is true to you. If you're not telling your truth, you're not being honest about what you want and who you are, you're not creating a life that is true to you. You're not living in truth. Truth telling, telling your truth is a path to freedom. It is exactly how you create authenticity in all parts of your life, including your business. It is what creates emotional connection with others, including your clients, including your customers, including your friends and your family and strangers. Like, it's what creates emotional connection when you are in your truth about who you are. It will keep you true to yourself. It will keep you true to your mission with your work. It will set you free. Truth telling sets you free from saying yes when you mean no. Truth telling helps you decide, like, is this a hell yes or is this a hell no? It will make you more available. It will encourage more creativity and courage, and you will feel liberated as a person. Okay? It is critical, telling the truth. So I invite you in this moment, are you telling the truth in your life? Like, where are you in this, on this path? How far away are you from the truth? Are you really, really far, somewhat far, not far at all? Like, be honest with yourself in this moment. Are you true about what you want? Have you named it to yourself? Have you told yourself what, have you listened and then acknowledged and told yourself what it is you're here to do? Have you had that conversation with yourself? What would it be like to have that conversation with yourself? What do you think could happen as a result of that conversation? Now, if you're wondering, like, I don't even know how to get there, and I mean, this sounds like kind of big, it really isn't. I mean, the concept is big, but I mean, to get there, right, it can be a very simple practice. It doesn't have to be complicated. And notice if you're trying to complicate it in your mind, because it can be very simple. So the way in which you can practice telling the truth is simply through self-reflection. And this happens in just like 5 minutes a day. Same with practicing listening. Telling the truth can be just a self-reflection exercise. 5 minutes a day is enough. You can do this by meditating, by writing in your journal, by writing 3 things you're grateful for every evening. It's a practice of being with yourself and listening to your inner voice and being honest with yourself. So this can look like sitting in meditation and realizing you're actually really tired, or you're angry, or you're sad, or you're feeling resentful. And you might find those same feelings if you choose to journal, and you just realize you might not know why, you might not understand, but you begin to see, like, I'm actually quite unhappy, or I can't believe this brought joy to me today, but it did, and I didn't realize that something so simple and so small could be such a joyful experience. So practicing telling the truth is practicing being with yourself. It's just tuning in. It's listening hard and listening to what your body and your heart have to say. When you do this work, when you do the work of listening, when you do the work of telling the truth, this is a moment-to-moment practice, day-to-day practice. But when you begin to take this in, this is going to help you create and grow a business that aligns with your true mission, with your heart, with how it is that you want to serve. It's going to help you grow relationships that support you, that feed you. It's going to help you make better decisions. It's going to help you take a challenge, learn from it, be resilient as a result of it. It's going to help you take risks. Listening, telling the truth is going to help you know what is the next right step for you. You're going to be able to decipher that. It's also going to help you to be more creative and innovative. You're going to feel more empowered, and you're going to make the impact you want to make. Like, this is all possible when you listen and when you tell the truth. These are 2 things that you can do. You don't need to spend money. You don't need to buy anything at all to create this work and to make, like, a really significant impact on your journey right now, whether it's starting or growing your business. All you need to do is bring in the practice of listening and telling the truth. And when you do this, it can change your life and your business dramatically. And you only need to take a few minutes a day. It's that impactful, and it's so important. I hope that by me sharing this, you feel lit up in some way. There's a deeper understanding. I would love to know how this resonates with you. I would love to know if you are practicing listening and telling the truth and how it's going for you. If there's one of those that you feel like you have, you know, have a better practice of, but you want some support with, the other one, or just like what's going on for you? What's happening as a result of listening and telling the truth? I would love to know. So definitely shoot me an email. You can also catch me on, you can just DM me on Instagram or message me on Facebook. But I hope this was helpful. I'm hopeful that it resonated. Please let me know. And if you would like support with this process at all, this is exactly what I do with clients. It's exactly the work that we do. Not only are we working on the specific tasks of growing a business, but we spend majority of the time just like here, listening, telling the truth, getting real with yourself, working through the feelings and the thoughts, and really, really peeling back the layers and understanding, what do you want? Why do you want to start this business? What do you want to do with your business? And working through what's there. And I encourage my clients to stay in that place of listening and telling the truth and really holding them, holding that space for them. So if you're wanting this support so you can really get through some blocks that you might be experiencing, or to create a more impactful business, or to just feel more empowered as a business owner and as a human being, I'd love to help you. When I work with clients in my coaching program, we do this work because it matters so much to the health of your business. It matters so much to the health of you, just your well-being as a whole. It's the heart of the entrepreneurial journey. It really matters so much. So I offer a free introductory coaching call where we will talk about what you're wanting to create, what's getting in the way, and identify the exact steps you need to make things happen and to really do so from an authentic, honest, real place. So if that's of interest to you, just go to soulcareclub.com/coaching. Okay, so I'm excited for you to move into the rest of your day with this knowledge, this new knowledge possibly, of listening and telling the truth. What if you did this today? Try it on. Just go into the day just with the intention, I'm going to listen and I'm going to tell the truth and see what happens, and then try it again tomorrow. Okay, thank you so much for spending this time with you. I really appreciate you, and I am sending you all my love. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.